But this is terrorism.
Blog Talk Radio.
I realize how hard it is to be a minority, a black African American person or a gay person in this society. It's so hard that it's important that for my advice is to black people or to minorities, gay people, or to, you know, if you feel like you're a minority, disabled people to just try to be as good as possible. Don't do anything. Don't harass people. Don't do anything. If you, you know, if you don't have what you have, if you, you know, whatever, just do it legally. Go without, you know. You know, if you want to do something, better yourself, go to school, do it. Be as good as possible. And being good as possible, you stay away and stay away from bad people regardless of color. I'm an artist, you know, and artists have their own ways of life. And artists, you know, go through a lot more than other professions, you know. Singer, songwriter, actor, they go through poverty. They go through the legal system sometimes. And what I went through is discrimination and harassment. The stability is within me. You know, I'm doing the right thing. I'm trying to go to school. I'm trying to be an artist. I'm not bothering nobody. And I know the courts will prevail on my side or anybody's side who follow the law and mind their business. You can live as whoever you want to. It's just that if you don't, if you follow laws or whatever, that's good. Unfortunately, there are some people who are bigoted in this society. They say they're old-fashioned, they're racist. They're discriminate, white, black, or brown, or doesn't matter what color they are. And they target, the first thing they usually do is target minorities or people who are seen as different. And I would say unique people, too, because a lot of artists are unique, and I'm unique. I have my own life. I've seen it today where I went to a restaurant, and these same people have been doing the same thing. These unstable people have mental health issues or bigoted, you know, they're bigots and so on, following me around in the car. And I didn't know why they were following me around the car, but I guess it's perhaps because I do podcasts. And, you know, having some fame online, I guess I will attract the crazies. It always happens, or, you know, but I don't want to deal with crazy people. They say I'm famous or think I'm going to be famous, and that's not a good excuse to follow me around when hardly anybody knows me. They were standing out their mouths about trying to press my buttons. They don't, you know, all kinds of things to press my buttons, saying I don't hang out with this or whatever. And they were saying bigoted things like, you know. Well, the thing is, one of them was a bigot. And it's important for me to recognize that as a black person who's trying to do the right thing, to be careful of criminals or, you know, people regardless who are evil. If it's a white person who's old-fashioned and don't like me trying to succeed, then I can file a hate crime or something. And it was one of them. I mean, they totally bigoted. I mean, they totally old-fashioned. They live in like it's 1920. And I didn't know why they were following me around, because I don't hang around with people like them. But it's important me to feel to stay safe from them and stay away, because they're unstable. They represent somebody who is like the KKK to me. So I don't hang around with them. Then on the other side of the coin, because of this, there was some black people were in the vehicle, and they were saying, oh, I need to hang out with my kind, and they're going to do this to me and do that to me. And I realized that I have to be careful who I deal with. You know, they're not supposed to be saying crazy stuff like that, because black-on-black crime do exist. It happens all the time. And I think that no matter who, what race it is, I don't see race, I see character. And these African-Americans I consider mentally ill, and I think they hang out at that San Fernando Center, Cornerstone, whatever. Well, my stance is, when I say Cornerstone, it's a program nearby. I'm not mentally ill. I'm not a therapist. I will never work with San Fernando Mental Health Center as a director. I will never be a part of San Fernando in any way because of bad experiences. So they need to stop coming around, because I did work in psychology a long time ago. It was briefly, I got my BA in psychology, but I decided not to work in psychology because I cannot deal with the mentally ill because of bad experiences and having bad experiences from being harassed and being a crime victim. So I can't deal with it. I'm not going to be, you know, a manager, and I say that because they were saying that out their mouths. They saw me over there working, think I'm going to be a manager or be a VP, and that's not going to happen. I'm not going to be the caseworker. I'm not going to volunteer, and I'm not going to be any way part of mental health in this lifetime in Los Angeles. I did not come out to Los Angeles to work in mental health. I came out to Los Angeles from my hometown in upstate New York to be an artist. The other thing that I could do is that what I'm trying to do is be an intellectual, because I did not get discovered as an artist. It's important for me as an artist and an intellectual to know the difference of how I need to deal with people. If I sound way off, I apologize, but this is what I feel. The instability of these people shows why it can, you know, I have to be careful in the society with crazy people or people who are negative. These people are bigoted, okay? And, you know, with some of these people. And these other people were angry because of who I was and don't want to see me succeed. And racism does exist in a society, and terrorism does exist in a society. And it all had to do with some people not wanting to see me succeed and trying to hinder my potential. And I cannot believe that these individuals themselves have not been investigated or have been kept in check by the police or so on, because they're not supposed to be following me around in a car saying crazy things or trying to press my buttons. And they said it out their mouths that they were trying to press my buttons. Another indication of what these people said is they didn't want me to complain. One woman said she was a therapist. What is a therapist? I don't believe she was a therapist, but if she was, something is wrong with her. I don't know why they come following me around in the car. It's important to learn that if you work in the public sector, if you're a police officer or social worker, you have to do things legally, you have to do things ethically, you have to work with people when you're directly involved. You don't go around to somebody and say you're going to follow me for no apparent reason, don't contact me. But these individuals are mentally ill who were following me around, because I think they were making up stories saying they were a social worker, saying they were this and that. So it's really very important that I hope the police and the actual people who are experts, the mental health community, to lock these people up in a mental hospital or prison when they come around me and try to follow me around. And I don't talk to them. I don't know them. I said this in previous podcasts. And I think that being famous in podcasts and having my music out is one reason. And that's not a good reason to follow me around for a long time because of it. Now, everything I say in this podcast is true. I remember that I put a disclaimer on my podcast that I have every right to talk about what I feel in my podcast. And it's, while it is truthful, it is not illegal. And when I describe the people that I describe in my podcast, it's important for people to recognize that the people that I'm describing have serious mental health problems and are evil. Because when they say or come around me in a car, follow me around, I mean, they do, and say they want to press my buttons, saying things about my skin color, say I should hang out with this person, I should hang out with my own kind, which is racist, or say things to try to get to unravel my mental health, it's really sad that it has to come to this, to see these individuals out and about in the car who are the definition of unstable and evil. So I don't have to do anything because these individuals represent such a low functioning and low caliber of a type of a person that it will be inevitable that they go to prison or go be put in the hospital. Because you don't do that to individuals or strangers who you don't know or make up stories or say things. Now, if it is true from these mentally ill who are, and they live in my neighborhood, they do live in my neighborhood, saying that they are therapists or whatever, they are criminal. That's criminal, okay? And I know that I speak about this because it's a true situation, and I was told by a friend of mine to call the police and, or people to call the police and to file a restraining order. And I have done that too, but I was told by the judge that I need to know where they are and to handle the restraining order. Because no person should be following somebody around in a car unless you're crazy. And, you know, I mean, what I mean is they should not be following me around in a car and they don't know me. They should not be. They should not be following me around a car and they don't know me. I mean, I'm not that famous. I mean, they don't talk to me unless you got a severe illness or you're a criminal. And they are all that. But I don't have to do much because eventually they're gonna end up in prison or a mental hospital. The law is going to get involved. The other situation I want to bring up with these individuals is that they were saying that I was calling the police. I did not call the police at all. So what I insinuate, because the white guy who was in a car, who's bigoted, who don't like interracial marriage, who don't like me doing what I'm doing, was trying to infuse a racial profiling situation, possibly, because I didn't call no police or ID theft or something, because I have to call the police if there's an emergency or something. But the police told me that I needed to get more evidence with these people to film them and so on. So I hope that his intent of racial profiling or racism or any type of discrimination, whether it's disability or whatever, is illegal. And I just cannot believe it because I was at a restaurant trying to meet a friend for somebody and they were in a vehicle following me around. I don't get why some mentally ill people are dangerous. And that's why I'm no longer interested in working with the mentally ill. I'm not out in Los Angeles to work with the mentally ill. I would never be working with the mentally ill organization in this lifetime. I would never, because of the bad experience I had with the clients at the Cornerstone and so on. I hope that if these individuals are perpetuating any type of discriminatory situation, such as disability, race, or because of my color, or making up stories that I called the police because they said they were investigating, they can go to jail for that. You cannot be no social worker or anything. But that's why I bring up about discrimination in the society, because I experienced it, where despite being a good person, I have been targeted for false allegations related to crimes. I have been falsely accused of being a criminal, which was racism. I have been falsely accused of being, you know, of being sick, mentally ill, which in terms of being severely sick to the point of hospitalization, and I don't qualify. So that's kind of like a disability discrimination context, and you know that's for somebody who's, you know, need to go to a hospital. Who are a severe situation, deteriorate, you know, can't pay their bills. I mean, they deteriorate. I mean, they don't take care of themselves or something in that extreme. And I don't qualify. So it's really sad for me to experience that or to see people come around like that. Because you can get in a lot of trouble. So that's what I need to say. So if you're a minority, be careful, a black person, be careful about racism in a society or being, you know, because there are people who are racist, even in Los Angeles, who might accuse you of being a criminal. Be careful about black-on-black crime because, unfortunately, while most black people are good, there are some who simply are participating in evil and doing bad things. Unfortunately, there are so many black people who got murdered and killed by other black people, robbed, victims of fraud, and I was no exception. And I experienced it a lot, and so I also experienced discrimination based on my race. So I had to be careful. And I do know that there are very good people, white, black, and brown, in a society who do not discriminate against me because of the way I look or because of some ulterior motive or because of somebody's mental problems. I mean, there's so many things going on in this society. There's so many things to do, and I should not have a bunch of crazy people following me around in the car who are making up stories about me or who don't, you know, who got some agenda against me. And these people are mentally ill. They hang out at that cornerstone. They hang out in the area. They are an example of why they have many complaints of racism, homophobia, and complaints of disability discrimination. If they are somebody in a public sector, a social worker, or a police officer, and they involved, they are up to something. They're doing something illegal. So I was told to call the police department and report them if they are working in the public sector because racism should not be tolerated. Now, for the African American human beings who keep coming around, they are criminal. I saw them. They were, you know, it is so many African Americans who got killed and murdered, victims of fraud, so many different crimes from other African Americans. It is a fact. While most black people do not commit crimes, there's a percentage who do. And, you know, you see all these robberies, these murders, and so on. And these African Americans fit that description. They sell drugs and so on. And, you know, they kept saying they're going to use my song or whatever. I don't believe it. But that's not, you know, while black-on-black crime is a sad occurrence in the society, I tell you to the good black people, they need to, you know, this needs to be an issue to be addressed. And to take the bad black people and put them, you know, keep them away, put them in prison or mental hospitals, so they can learn how to stop hurting other African Americans like me, because I experienced it a lot. I even experienced it in my own family. So I've been through a lot. That's why I became an artist, because I had so much to say. I wrote so many songs because of it. But I'm very open. I've always been open. I've always been liberal. I'm progressive. But I tell it like it is. Because of me bringing up these issues, I'm going to bring this out. Some people were concerned about my health or whether I'm okay. I am fine. I'll let you know when I do these podcasts. It is honest. I try to be very careful what I say. If I'm not, then I'm sorry. But I am fine. Because most people on this planet are good and know how to mind their business. Unfortunately, I came across the very few in this, you know, who are in that vehicle who are not capable of being a good person and minding their business, because they are strangers to me because I don't know them, and they are up to no good. It's really sad that because I'm trying to better myself as an artist and to better myself in many ways in a positive manner, that I have people in my environment who are jealous of that and want to undermine my potential. And my stance is that it's totally not fair. So I had to take care of myself, because these individuals don't understand boundaries, regulations, and it's up to the cops and it's up to the police to get involved. I am not supposed to call the police all the time, and I don't. I didn't call the police, and when they said it today, I was very concerned that they were coming over here with something. They should not even come near me. because it is important that we address these issues, because black-on-black crime continue. I remember I went to, for example, with relation to racism, I went to Target on, Sepulveda, and I was just there to shop, and they didn't want me in the shop because they thought I took something, and I didn't. I don't have no criminal record, except being accused of something that wasn't true, which was racism. So I had to be careful, you know, what I do and what I say. I try to be a good person because I've never been to jail, and I am going to always be good to anybody, white, black, or brown. Now, with black-on-black crime, yes, I've seen it. Being harassed, being stalked, I was a victim of fraud. I almost got killed, so I have to be careful to differentiate between a good and a bad. So it's important to do that. And there's good and bad in everybody, but stay away from the evil. When I see them in the car, they're evil. Evil people do not win. It's character, okay? So when I saw them in the car today, I cannot believe that they're in my neighborhood, still coming around after all these years, and do not know how to move on. It's about wanting to stop me from being successful. And something against me, and they don't even know me, which makes them mentally ill. So instability may be around me, but not within me. I stay away from unstable people and evil people. I am so aware of racism that I have to be as good as possible. But I'm also aware of black-on-black crime, how dangerous or ignorant or mentally ill black people can hurt other black people. And I was one of them. But I also realize there are most black people do not hurt other black people. These African-Americans in my neighborhood who come from South Los Angeles, they live on Vos, they live on Landon, they live on Haskell, or in my building, need to be locked up. They're looking for another victim. They don't like me trying to succeed, and because of their mental illness. It's important that somebody investigate them, not me, because I'm not the one who is harassing other people. I mind my business. I'm very well established with stability. And I leave it that. Everything I say is truthful because the problems in this society comes from people's character, the character on the inside of the person, and it address issues of racism and black-on-black crime. Because most people do not condone any man, black, white, or brown, who wants to hurt another innocent person because of jealousy. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.